this must be good content. I feel like I'm all on an island by my own. And because Vulture, like, he really doesn't have time to, like, oh, I think I just got paid by YouTube. Woohoo! I can't switch over because I just got a thing, direct deposit and PayPal, but I don't know what it is. I think I just got paid by YouTube. Anyways, back to what I was saying is Vulture has become kind of like Wilden, the volleyball, and Castaway with Tom Hanks. It's like I talk to him all the time and I just make up words of what Vulture would say to me because Vulture does not even I don't want anybody to think I'm saying anything bad about Vulture. It's just like he's an absentee, like, you know, you would think just because I lost my father that I wouldn't want Vulture to abandon me as well, too. But I, like I said, I know he's busy. He's got a family of his own and all that stuff. But just like, I can't hear the voice. So I got to make up a voice. I got to make up a voice for Vulture. Like, because I do a lot of self monologuing when it comes to my radio career. And it's just a good practice. Like when I do stuff, like I was like, all right. Like, if I'm going to weed eat, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to get the weed eater. I'm walking out to the shed. I'm opening up the shed. I turn the knob. I got to turn it one way first and then the other because the door sticks. I get the weed eater out. I fill it up with fuel if it needs it. I prime the pump. Then I put the choke down a little bit to start it. But yeah, that's kind of what I do. But I make up voices for people that I want to talk to. And I'm trying to get Vulture's voice down. Like you would like, you know, where did it go, George? Where did it go, George? Because remember the Vulture and the Looney Tunes commercials? And he was all like, where did it go, George? Where did it go, George? I'm just a Vulture. And this is how I talk to myself. Coming up today, Toddle, this is what you got coming on. You're going to be talking to this guy, Philip Simpson. Yeah, he's into all kinds of kinky stuff, and I hope he shows up. But, and then I'll talk and be like, oh, thank you so much, Vulture. I really, really appreciate you doing all this for me. Because, Vulture, like, without you, I don't even know if I would have even started this podcast. You know, it was because of two people. Vulture started helping me out, and Charlie Alamo.
Well, that's okay, Tuttle. You don't have to give me any recognition. That's fine. I'm okay.
That's exactly that. That's the voice that I'm working on when it comes to being for Vulture.
Oh, I mean, I don't mind if you want to use that voice for me, Tuttle. Where did he go? Where did he go?
So, yeah, right now I'm kind of waiting for an interview. It's supposed to happen in 2 minutes. And this, I did carry like a Bubba policy, but my policy is a little bit shorter. If you're not 5 minutes early, then you're already late. I'm sorry. That's just the way that I feel. I don't know about you guys. That's the way that I feel. What is that, Vulture?
Oh, I agree with you, Toddle. I don't know why he has not called in yet. Where did he go? Where did he go?
Yeah, Vulture, it's fine. I know you're busy, Vulture. Just be okay. All right, just calm down, Vulture. He's gonna...
I didn't want to let you down, boss. Where did he go? Where did he go?
1 minute. So he's gonna be on the 2 minute clock, and if he doesn't show up, I'm out. I'm outie. Audi 5000. Is that still cool for the kids to say? Audi 5000? I don't even know. Was it 5000 or Audi 3000? I don't even know. I probably messed that up.
No, boss, you didn't mess that up. Where did he go? Where did he go?
I got to work on the impersonation a little bit more because I only got a few keywords that I can say. But yeah, Vulture has kind of become my, like, Wilson because nobody talks to me anymore except my mom. And that's about how it goes. Well, I'm Amy. Amy talks to me all the time, too. So I guess I just pretty much lied. Philip Simpson. It is now 2 p.m. and about 30 seconds. You got to, I'll give this guy until 2:03. Hello? Philip? Hello? Check, check, check. Philip?
Where did he go? Where did he go?
Oh, I think I hear Philip. Philip, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing wonderful, man. All right. So I'm already been recording. Sometimes I'd like to get on a little bit before the guests and everything. So Philip Simpson, Philip, how are you, man? Where are you calling from, Philip?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. Now, are you a Buckeye or are you into football or anything like that or no? Because like, no.
Really not, but
no, because you're too busy, you know, with all these, sexual things and stuff. So, you know what, I would say screw football as well too. But, Philip, before we get into the interview, tell people a little bit about yourself. Tell people how they can check out your content, your podcast, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So, I'm the host of Dear Polly, which is a sex positive, poly podcast.
Can I ask you what? Polyamory. Okay, see, mm-hmm. you already were ahead of me because I was going to ask why poly. Now, can you give my audience the definition of polyamorous?
Right. So it's the ability to love more than one person at a time.
So how is that not the Mormons, what the Mormons practice, polygamy?
So
it's the same thing.
Similar polygamy generally relates to one
marriage
partner, right? It's so it's like one individual having multiple partners, but not necessarily each side of that having the freedom to have multiple partners. So it's most commonly seen where like one man will have many wives.
Mm-hmm.
Or mini,
kind of like
girlfriends.
The TV show Big Love. Everybody forgets the TV show Big Love when that was out.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever checked that out. Now, let me ask you, I always play a game. Bill Pullman or Bill Paxton? I play a game called Flip the Bill. Was it Paxton or Pullman?
For what's this in reference to?
Big Love. I always play this game. It's called Flip the Bill. So, all right, because people get Bill Paxton, who passed away, or Bill Pullman. Who was the star, the main character, the man in Big Love? Was it Paxton or Pullman?
I don't know.
Oh, it was Paxton. Pullman is the guy from Independence Day that gave that great speech, you know, that brought everybody. I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. All right. So you got to remember, I suffer from ADHD and all that stuff. So, all right. So back to what it is. So tell the people about the podcast. Let's start from here. And I won't interrupt anymore.
No, not at all. Feel free to interrupt as much as you like. I don't mind. What was the question? Tell them about the podcast.
Tell about everybody else, the podcast, any of the content, how they can follow you on social media, and then we'll get into this interview.
Absolutely. So they can follow me on social media at Dear Polly Podcast on Instagram. And it's Polly as in P-O-L-Y. And you can also find my find me on all the different podcast platforms. So Google,
like
Amazon,
Spotify, iHeart,
all of them, Stitcher, Amazon. I'm on all of them, and I'm relatively new. I think I've only got five episodes. Yep, five episodes. And
I'm about to do my 500th. My 500th episode will be Monday.
I hope to get there one day.
No, you will, but you also got to realize I don't have a lot going on. During 2020, you know, I had worked in radio for like since 1998. And then when the pandemic started, I ended up getting let go, but it worked out in the best way because I was able to help take care of my parents, the whole 2020, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided, I was like, well, if I'm spending all this time, just why I'm already good at radio, why don't I start a podcast? And then I the only reason I got to 500 episodes so quickly was because of I went on a 6-month run where I did it every single day. I wanted to see how many days in a row that I could do. And I even did Saturdays and Sundays. Wow. It was just an hour podcast. I did it every single day. And that's how my audience kind of grew. You know, it's all about consistency.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could give you, and you know what, you could probably just tell me to, you know, piss off or whatever. But it's all about consistency. If you want to build your audience, I'm not saying you got to do one every single day, but you just got to be consistent on a
schedule. Absolutely. Yep.
So now tell me a little bit about the podcast. Like why, because there's a lot of niche podcasts out there. Why did you choose this?
Absolutely. So, I was kind of forced into, understanding and learning about polyamory with my previous partner, who I am still absolutely best friends with. I call him my best friend soulmate. And even though we're not together anymore.
Okay, so now I don't want to like. All right, so are you bisexual or are you gay or straight? Like I want to give my audience, or you can tell me it's none of my business. I mean, because you said him, so I hope you know I'm just asking questions, and if I cross a line, just tell me like, you know. Hey, I'd rather not answer that question.
Absolutely. No, I'm pretty much an open book. I don't mind answering anything. But if you do ask a question I'm not comfortable with, I'll say so. But I don't think that'll happen. But I am gay, although mm-hmm. I have to say, I've kind of reached a point where I'm kind of questioning everything right now. So I would say that I'm gay.
What do you mean by questioning? Are you just not getting the same type of endorphin releases or pleasure out of being with men, or like,
I think it's more, as a matter of like, I've never been with a woman.
Yeah.
And so I'm like at a point where I think experiencing life and not putting boundaries on myself and trying new things is kind of a priority to me right now. So while I don't have any plans on the books to sleep with a woman, I'm at a point where I'm not necessarily taking it off the table.
Okay. All right. This is going to be a fascinating interview. I can already tell. See, because all right. So this is how I prepare for my interview. Like I write questions down and I do have like starter questions. But then I like the interviews to become like living, breathing organisms, you know, like mm-hmm. let it go where it goes to. Okay. Now, if it was going to be a woman, would it be with a woman that you were friends with, like one that maybe you were comfortable with, somebody you knew, or would you rather it be with somebody that you did not know?
I don't know the answer to that.
I can understand it. And I know that's a weird question. I just didn't know what you would feel more comfortable with.
So I actually have a couple that has reached out to me through social media, and they are interested in playing around.
Is the guy into guys as well too? And she would be like, okay, so
yeah, they're both bi.
What would you call that? Like, I mean, you have like, you know, you have guy, girl, or you got girl, girl, guy. You see what I'm saying? Like if you as a gay man were with, you have a couple that's interested that are both bisexual, like what does that even have a label, or are we talking about living in a world where there are no labels?
I'm sure there's probably a label for that. I don't know what it is. We don't live in a world with no labels, so I'm sure there's a label out there for it. I'm not trying to put a label on it. I'm just kind of going with the flow, and you're both incredibly attractive. So I'm open to the idea. Now, I haven't pulled the trigger because it does kind of make me very nervous. But we're in discussions.
All right. So, and once again, now, when it comes to being a gay man, would you consider yourself a verse, a top, bottom? Like, what would you say? And once again, like, I know that the environment of your conversation, but like, what would you consider yourself?
Absolutely. I am all bottom.
Okay. You are. Okay.
Yep.
Now, like, all right. So, now, all right, you got to remember my show is on YouTube, so we can't get like too descriptive, or I have to go through and do a lot of editing because I don't want to get demonetized.
Absolutely. Now, I'll be as respectful as possible.
No. I want you to be yourself. I can always go back and edit, but like, you know, don't just like by what I mean titillate, stay on something for too long or get over descriptive. But like, if you were with a woman, would you be into like her like wearing an apparatus per se? That's the best way for me to put it.
Absolutely. So the conversation has leaned that way. The current conversation I'm having with this couple, that is the direction that was proposed. That, and then also, you know, oral.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, I got you. No, oral is fine. Oral's definitely, we could be talking about oral, like brushing our teeth, or the college oral Roberts. We could be talking about all types of stuff. Like, you know, this chick we're talking about could have went to Oral Roberts college. So that's what we could be talking about. So now like, how do you go about this? Like, in a world where we got to worry about pandemics and diseases and stuff like that, like, is it offensive to ask another like couple that you meet like that for like proof of like, you know, a health clear, healthy clean bill, if you know what I mean? Is that something that offends like people online?
So that is really a case by case basis. It is not inappropriate to ask at all. Now, because you kind of asked two questions there at once. You said, isn't it appropriate? And do people get offended? So the first question, the answer to the first question is no, it's not inappropriate. It's in very sex positive groups, it's very common to ask for that. Do some people get offended? Yeah, some people do. A lot of people don't. Just kind of depends.
I have to get you on. There's another podcast. I got to get you in contact with my good friend Brent Hatley, who is, and he's not a gay man, but he's into the open sexual like lifestyle. Him and his wife, they're swingers. They go and, you know, they're just open to all types of things. You see what I'm saying? Like they're very open when it comes to their sex lives. I don't want anybody to think I'm like calling Brent out by saying that, but I really do think it would be, I think you being on his show would be a great interview.
I'd love to.
So I'm going to have to get you in touch with them now. All right. So I was looking on your site and, you know, like, I know it's at the beginning and stuff, but I was seeing a lot of like, you want to make people feel comfortable with their sexuality. I think that's kind of what you're going with the podcast, correct? Because
absolutely.
Because with the podcast on your site, you like, I don't judge it. Like, I'm like, what strikes me? Because I meet people sometimes and it's somebody that I never thought I would ever be attracted to, but I am. Okay. And then I always thought I had my type, but you really don't know, because sometimes you meet that person that just has that personality that just makes you think that they're just sexy as hell. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I 100% understand.
And, you know, like I see you got pictures of bigger girls and stuff. And I don't know. I'm not trying to be offensive by saying bigger girls or anything like that. But like
my most recent episode is about plus size sex. So you don't have to be afraid to say that. Like,
okay, yeah. Well, I'm just saying though, like I see some women now, you know, on the other hand, there's this girl or this woman that I follow on social media that like, all right. So I'm not talking like overboard, like bodybuilder, like performing on stage, but I'm just talking about a chick that is, she's straight. She plays softball, which I know a lot of people would think that she, you know, the stereotype of playing softball, they would be, you know, gay or lesbian. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But she works out and she's thick. I'm not talking fat, but she's just like she's got like legs built like a running back. She's just built, but yeah, she still has that sexual femininity to her. If you know what I'm talking about. But there are so many people that give her a hard time, and I just think it's so screwed up.
I agree.
Like, I mean, as men, sometimes I think we do have a like, oh, women can't be this way. They can't be strong and sexy at the same time. It's impossible.
I completely agree. I am all about challenging the norms. That's why if you look at the cover image for my website, I tried to in a matter of like, what is there? Five people on the cover. So like, out of five people, I tried to give representation to almost
diversify.
Everyone. Yep, 100%. I wanted anybody that landed on my website to be able to see that picture and see themselves or see their hidden self, see the person they want to be instead of the person they are. Whatever it might be, I wanted that representation on the image.
All right. So what, give me an example. Okay. Like I was talking about what my type is. So like, I'm just curious, like, I know that you're polyamorous and stuff, but like, you're open to new things and stuff like that. But like, you gotta say you got like you're interested in one type of person more than others, right? Like, what is your type?
That is such a funny question. Okay. I have a type. I actually cover it in, the first episode of my podcast, where I'm talking a little bit about my past. I have a type that I'm drawn to. All of my relationships have been with, tiny.
Wait. Okay. All right.
Well, let me finish this.
I'm
6'1". All of my boyfriends have been, or all of my partners have been 5'6" or shorter.
I'm not laughing at you, but like this right here should show you, like, you know,
you
don't
never
judge
know
a book by its cover. Now, all right. So, all right, I'll let you finish because I have so many questions now.
They're generally 5'6" or shorter. They're generally like tiny little frame, typically hairy. And bottoms.
Wait. But you
I
said always you're a bottom.
Fall in love with the bottom. I don't know why. It just
happens. So would that be considered a lesbian in the gay community? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be offensive by that. But like,
think that's hilarious.
No, I'm sorry if I was being offensive there, but. I'm just curious, yeah, because I used to watch Will and Grace all the time. And then I remember the episode they did with do you remember the episode? I shouldn't assume that you watched Will and Grace, but they had an episode where they were talking about one of the Will was interested in and they called it pocket gays, like little that you could fit in your pocket. And as soon as you said that, I was like, that's the first thing that it made me think of. I was like, this, because you're a tall dude, and if you're into like 5'6", it's like, so would that be considered a spinner in the gay community? Because I know, like, when in hetero like relationships, if you're with a small girl, they call her a spinner. You know, like, I don't know.
I have actually never heard that term.
You've never heard the word spinner?
No.
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 So would they call, so you would say you're into twinks then, right? Like twink bottoms?
They're really not twinks because they're typically
because they're hairy.
Hairy.
You hairy. So yeah. Wow, that is such a dichotomy though. Like,
isn't it?
So you're like, no, I mean, I'm not judging you, but I find it
agree.
Highly fascinating. I find it very, very fascinating. It's almost like the paradox in Terminator? Like, how does John Connor send his own father back in time to save his mother? And you see what I'm saying? Like, how, well, I don't even know if you saw the Terminator movies, but how can you send your father back in time to impregnate your mother? You know, it just, it can't work out. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean by it. Man, that is so, so interesting. Yeah. So like, how do you talk the smaller bottoms into like trying to be a top?
I don't. I've always failed at that. No. So my track record is I fall in love with that.
What's your batting average? Like, I mean, 300, like 1 for 3 will get you into the Hall of Fame.
What do you mean? Like, how many times have I convinced
like,
them
you,
to
well,
top?
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Like the, but you know, you said you're, but wait, so wait, you're topping the bottoms or is the bottom stopping you? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, so usually I like, I have enough love in my heart to like make them happy for the first year of our relationship. And then it all goes downhill after that in terms of our sex life. And then we're just like really great friends. And then we have our own sex lives outside of.
Okay. So you're kind of like me. Like I'm a divorcee. When I got divorced from my wife, I hated her guts at first, but then we became friends. Like, no, I'm for real. Like we still talk. We still have a lot of stuff in common because I was thinking back on it. I was like, you know what? It would make me such a hypocrite not to still want to be a part of this person's life in some way. Like, I haven't seen her since 2014, but we still talk on the phone every once in a while. Do you see what I'm saying? Or do you find something wrong with that?
No, not at all. I'm actually great friends with all but my first partner.
Yeah. Now, this might be a touchy subject. Being a part of the, I always get the acronym LGBTQT. Did I get it right?
LGBTQIA.
What's the IA? They're adding some letters now.
They are adding. Yeah. And actually, okay. you're like the most recent version of that adds a plus at the end.
Okay. So
To be inclusive of anything that may be outside of those.
Oh, so you're
already.
Just wanting to cover all bases. They're just wanting to play. All right. So,
yep.
All right. I want you to understand. And what I'm about to say is that I support all, like, everybody's sexual preferences, religious freedoms. I'm not a religious person at all. Are you a religious person at all or no?
I am not. I grew up ultra religious and it has taken years to undo the damage.
I hate the Catholic Church and the abuse that has gone on there. Mm-hmm. Like I that's why I'm not a religious person. I think churches should be taxed with the amount of money that they're bringing in. Mm-hmm. And that's another story that we could all talk about. But I support all sexual preferences. I really don't care what people do in their personal life. I really, really do not. But you also got to understand me having 22 years of radio broadcasting experience. I wanted to get your take and opinion on the whole Dave Chappelle controversy.
Ooh, we're going there. Okay.
Yes. No, I don't want you to take it. I'm not going to judge you for like your opinion on anything because I have mine, but I just would love to hear yours because I tell my audience all the time is like, I like to have my mind changed. It's one of my favorite things of all time.
I love to learn new things and I love to see life from different perspectives. So I would say I'm similar to you in that boat. I've actually seen quite a bit of
the
conversation around mm-hmm. the Dave Chappelle show in my social media feeds. Mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised by how little, just in my own social media feeds, how little conversation there was around the transphobic comments and how most of it was related more to his use of terminology and how that offended so many people.
What, like TERF? If we're talking about terminology, I mean, did you hear like think it was trans something radical feminism.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what TERF exactly stood for.
So I actually went and watched it because I want to be educated about it if I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah, of course.
And I personally love comedians. I think that comedians, stand-up comics, are a vital part of helping create conversations, change conversations, making the public face difficult topics.
It's like a mirror. It's like putting a mirror in somebody's face and saying, look at what you're doing. I if you look at all the greats, like comedians, like I believe in absolute free speech. Okay. Now where I draw a line is where if you start affecting people and being able and how they live their lives. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I think like you should be able to say whatever you want to say, as long as you're not like physically harming them or you are like keeping them from living how they want to live.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that. Yeah.
So what did you think? Like, what were some of the things you had problems with and what were some of the things that you liked?
Total transparency. I enjoyed the whole show except for one sentence.
What?
When he said, when he was talking about TERFs, am I saying that right?
Yeah, TERF, T-E-R-F. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was talking about that and he made the statement that, you know, what they believe is that, oh gosh, I'm losing my train of thought here.
Yeah, well, what he was trying to say is that women feel like they're getting impersonated by other men. That was the statement that he was making.
When he said that he agrees that you are not a woman if a baby cannot pass through you. Mm-hmm. You are not a real woman if a baby cannot pass through you. That he agrees with that statement. When he made that statement, that's the one thing that bothered me the most. And in all honesty, he's allowed to have an opinion. The reason why that bothers me is that when you have somebody with that much audience, you have somebody with that big of a platform, and you have somebody that truly has a pretty significant following that respects him and respects his opinion, he has a lot of power to change people's minds and impact people's thought processes. And when you empower people who may not be as intelligent, who may not be as free thinking to take on that idea, you put trans people's lives in danger.
And I can see that.
That is dangerous. That's why it bothers me.
Like, I can see that.
Totally, totally allowed to have that feeling. But for somebody in his position to articulate that is dangerous. And trans people are already in a lot of danger.
No, I agree with you 100%. Do you realize like there was this and this was the exact tweet that I put out, okay? And man, if you want to get some fire like hate directed at you on Twitter, like I wrote simply, I said, look, I support transgender rights, but I also support Dave Chappelle's opinion and right of free speech. And I don't really think that was that bad. Can I support transgender rights, but still support his right to the first free speech?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there was this guy, well, she is now a woman and I call her by her name. But when I interned with this certain person, I never in a million years thought that this person would have gone through the complete transformation, had the surgery, all that stuff, been supportive. I call her by the right pronouns. I call her by her name and stuff, and like completely blocked me over that one single tweet and just started blowing up my phone with texts and stuff. And I'm like, listen, like I've always been nothing but supportive of you. And just because I have an opinion, because the reason I bring that up to you is that if you watch this special, then you would know about the comedian Daphne Dorn that Dave Chappelle let open up for him. Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to come to the defense of Dave Chappelle and get dragged through social media the way she did, and then it drove her to commit suicide. I'm not saying that's what drove her to commit suicide, but I mean, come on.
Like he said in the thing, his show, it probably didn't help. We don't know if that's what drove her to it, but we can definitely confirm it didn't help.
And he did. He started a fund, and he says, "I hope when her daughter, I think a daughter or son, grows up to be older, I hope at 21 to be able to hand personally that money over to her child." And I thought that was a great thing, because, you know, Daphne said it was like, don't look at me as like what I'm going through. Look at me as a person having human experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a very poignant thing to say.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
So I didn't mean to get all deep and everything towards the end and stuff, but I just wanted to get your take on the whole Dave Chappelle thing. I was like, as soon as I started talking to you and more, I was just like, I got to get your opinion on it, because I do like to have my opinion changed on stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Once again, before we go, let people know how they can check out everything. Check you out on social media as well as your podcast.
Absolutely. So it's Dear Polly, Polly podcast. On social media, you put podcast in there on Instagram. So it's Dear Polly podcast. And our website is the same. It's just www.dearpollypodcast.com. So.
All right. Hey, man, I really, really appreciate the time. I hope you enjoyed this interview, and maybe we can have you on again. Okay.
I'd love it. And please connect me with your friend.
I definitely, and most of, I will definitely do that. I hope you have a wonderful day. Okay.
You too.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.